I think I talked about this a bit in last time's commentary, but this section is a whole lot about what the links can do. What's difficult about this is trying to balance out things that are both interesting and not too overpowered. You don't want the team to suddenly be so strong that it's difficult to create enemies that can cause a problem for them. Plus, you have to think that everybody in this world, as long as they have access to binders and feeding abilities, has links that can do interesting things like this. So you want to, make sure that what they do is not super exceptional. I try to give Tenebrum more of a what's thought of as a standard sort of combat response, with the things that grow up and the little thorny things that grow up from the ground to provide a block. And I give Pexel a sort of way to run around and basically stand on top of his own barriers that he can create. And it seems as if Bet's excited about that, so that may be a little more rare. Both of those things seem to be something that can be definitely used, but aren't like super powered that would take away all problems. The voters decided that Swoop's ability would be to split into the several hologram-like versions of itself. I really like this particular thing because it's not necessarily a great power as far as being able to attack something or being able to protect. It's something that could definitely be used in a lot of creative ways, hopefully. It's not so, like I just said, combat or defensive heavy, but it can basically definitely send people looking different directions or can cause confusion and things like that would be fun to play around with. So that's basically what this section is. I'm eager to get back into some more action. This is hopefully the last few posts have been serving readers with interesting new bits of information that they're looking forward to. I've heard from specific readers that they're really interested in finding out what the abilities are and things like that, and have wanted to read the upcoming posts, so that's a good sign. The previous posts before these were action heavy, action heavy, action heavy, as they were dealing with Murden in Bezda. And so this is kind of a good contrast. I find that that works really well to basically have a series of action and then kind of slow things down and work from a different angle and then hopefully work yourself back into some action. So if it's all action, it can get dull. And if it's all just new questions and answering things, that can get dull too. So if you can bounce back and forth, that can keep your readers hopefully pretty interested. But I do feel like I've done several of these posts that are more question and oriented and finding out about abilities. So I look forward to getting back on the road and into the story to where they have danger approaching them and they have to figure out ways how to solve it.